New Country Z100. Good morning. Hey, it's Kent with you here. Kent, the Country Morning Show on New Country Z100. And I'm proud to welcome to the airwaves this morning of Southern Illinois, all the way from White's Creek, Tennessee, the pride and joy down there. We got Luke and Jesse joining me this morning. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good. And you guys, husband and wife team.
Right.
We are.
When did you decide, boy, we can sing good together? Have you known each other for a long time? Or how did that all get going? I'll let one of you tell your story.
Okay. You want to tell it?
Go ahead.
All right. Well, we actually had known each other a long time before we got married. And we met actually on the street in front of the Wild Horse Saloon. Luke was standing out front, and I saw him, and you know, he used Nashville's standard pickup line about, you want to write a song? And, you know, we did write some songs together. And when he was singing the lead on them, I would just jump in and, you know, harmonize. And it turned out that we were like, yeah, that sounded kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then he also had a band. And so I started going out and, you know, jumping up and singing with him now and then. So I think that was kind of, I think we realized early on we sounded had a unique sound, or if you
right.
Know.
Well, and as I was waiting in the wings there after our country showdown, a lady made a comment, and I don't know if you've ever heard the comment or not, but when you were singing one of your songs, I closed my eyes and I said, "That's Joey and Rory."
Wow. Well, that's a huge compliment.
Well, I hope y'all take it like that, because the way, Jesse, that you're able to harmonize, and a lot of times when I try to harmonize in church, here's how it goes. Like, I know where the lead part is on the vocal, but then I want to harmonize, and so what happens is I'll hit like six or seven notes and kind of slide into that. But you all, like, you could tell you've done this for a while, and you are boom, and both you guys are really tight and right on it musically. And I think that kind of perked up my ears, and then I was like, wow. So hats off to you. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kent.
And we're excited to wave the Luke and Jesse flag as we are rolling on in the country showdown. Did they tell you where you're going to go next? Because I have no idea.
They haven't told us yet. I don't think they know yet, just yet.
Yeah.
But we're excited about it.
Luke, I mean, how long have you guys been doing music together, roughly?
I'd say 8 or 9 years anyway.
Do you ever find that it's like sometimes the creativity just hits you at a random moment and you got to stop what you're doing and just take care of business?
Absolutely.
Yeah. We've been known to write on sandwich bags and pizza boxes on the way down the road or something. It's the norm for most songwriters, though.
Right.
You just got to do it with whatever you got, you know, sometimes. Mm-hmm. One trick is to call your home, and as long as you got an answer machine, sing it on your answer machine so you don't forget
if
you're away from home. You know, that's one songwriter trick. And if you know, nowadays the phones are so advanced, you know, they
make
a huge difference. If you don't put it down in some way, you will forget it.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't have that same grit to the song later on.
Let me ask you this. How many songs do you think you've written over the years you guys have been doing this?
Oh my goodness.
Together or apart?
Well, I can honestly say it's been a lot, hadn't it?
It has been a lot, yeah. Because we both write separately and with other writers, and then we write a lot with each other. So we probably have written, I'd say between us, we might have written
a couple thousand, maybe.
You know,
that is crazy.
Well, you know, because we both started writing music really young in life, and I came from a musical family, and Luke did too, pretty much. His dad played guitar and sang to him every morning kind of thing. And And so I think we kind of just grew up with that vibe. And my mom, I always tell people, she could have, you know, harmonized with a siren. She was very musical. And so I think we kind of just grew up with that. And so by the time I think Luke said he wrote his first song when he was 10. I didn't write my first song till I was like 14, but
he started late.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys have a Facebook or anything like that, or a website, or what you got?
We do. If you Google Luke and Jesse with Thunderheart, it should come up. It's that should be our website, and you'll see our picture on there. A couple of the people in the audience, we gave them
our Facebook page. Yeah.
Okay. See.
Which Thunderheart's the name of our band. We played with a band here twice a month. You know, just at, and it's all original band. So we, you know, just play at little cafes and
songwriters' venues.
Songwriters. Yes.
Well, I tell you what, it may be that sort of thing right now, but wait till we win this country showdown, and then we're, you know what, then we're opening up for Kenny Chesney is what I'm saying. You know,
Hey,
the sky's the limit here, and we're going to dream big, and that's the way to roll right there. So
that'll be great. We hope we make y'all proud.
Well, I tell you what, when you do get on the big stadium tour, just remember us for some backstage passes, okay?
Absolutely.
We'll do.
All right, Luke and Jesse from Whites Creek, Tennessee. These folks are going to represent us in the Country Showdown, America's largest country music talent search. Hey, bless your guys' hearts. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Hey, thank you, Kent. We enjoyed it. You have a good Monday.